I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's welcome aboard Dabo Swinney, Clemson football coach, coming off yet another championship on a program that he's done an unbelievable job with. Hey, Coach, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Coach, what's up?
You got it. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you. You all set for pro day tomorrow at Clemson?
We are. We've got our... We're day nine today in spring practice, so our first big scrimmage. You get three scrimmages in the spring, so today will be our first big day. We've been kind of working toward it, and then we got pro day tomorrow, and then we're on spring break next week, so we'll come back and finish up. But big day tomorrow for our program, and you know, just unbelievable group of seniors, and it's always a great day. You know, 11 of them got a chance to go to the combine, but we'll have about, you know, probably 30 guys out there tomorrow that are, you know, chasing their dream and getting an opportunity to show their stuff.
I got to ask you, Coach, just on a joking side of things. So does the Roy bus actually circle campus on a regular basis there? What's the deal?
Oh, man, hey.
I had to do it.
It is a full service deal around here for sure. We're driving it though. We're still on the Roy bus.
Oh, yeah.
We're glad to represent that group, but we are in the driver's seat of it. So that's
right.
Nice. We get to kind of turn the radio up and turn the air up or down, kind of depending on what we need.
That's cool. That's it. And the other thing, Coach, is I mean the facility you have for your football program. I mean, do you go down that slide every day?
Every day. Every
day you go down that slide.
That's awesome, man.
Every day. That's how I go to practice. So that's how. So every day I walk down the hall and right down the slide and off we go. It's amazing. It really is. That's the only regret I have. It is an awesome building. But the only regret I have is I should have put two slides in there.
Coach,
you know,
I got to say.
Sometimes in line, they queue up there and you have to wait. Should put two in there.
Coach, you know, every time people get a chance to see you on TV or, you know, in an interview or something you're doing on campus in front of a microphone or camera or on a radio show like this, you have, you know, a great charisma, a great disposition. You seem like, you know, like I have a son that's in college as an athlete, and you seem like the type of coach I'd want my kid to play for. But I got a funny feeling you probably got a little bit of a tough side to be as successful you are as a coach that we don't see.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I've been a scrapper my whole life. I'm the baby of three boys and was a walk-on. And you know, listen, I enjoy the journey and I've got it. You know, God's given me a great perspective through my life's experiences that really helps me to you know, have a good disposition, if you will, and demeanor and to have some fun along the way because I understand how blessed I am and this is a game, but
right.
When we cross the lines, hey, we compete.
It's all business.
We're all business, and I'm all about helping guys get better and reach their potential. There's the saying in the Bible says, "Iron sharpens iron." And if you've ever seen that happen, there's some sparks that fly from time to time. So that's how you get better, is pushing people but doing it in a way that they know you love them and care about them, not, you know, demeaning them and tearing them down, but building them up and encouraging them. And pushing them to be the best that they can be. So I love that part of it. I'm incredibly competitive and definitely hold these guys to the high standard and the staff.
Yeah, and Coach, speaking of that, you do have a great perspective, and this is what you envisioned, getting this program to where it is right now, which is a national power, national brand, competing for championships every given year, Coach. But you know, when you look back, when you got the job, is there a turning point? Is there a moment? Is there a game? Is there something where you looked at it to where, you know, you looked at it that this was the turning point to get your program to where it is today?
Really hard. It's just been a step by step, you know, journey and process all along the way. But you know, to me, people ask me that a lot, and I usually say the 2010 team, and it always surprises people. And my first year in '09, we come out and we win our division for the first time, won 9 games, played for the championship, and got beat in the championship game. But that 2010 team, my second team, we won 6 games, but we lost 5 games. We lost 5 games by literally 5 points or less, 6 points or less, right at the end, 2 of them in overtime. And I don't know, that particular team to this day still sticks out to me, because I thought that was a year where, you know, we could have, because all those guys, I only had one signing class. And so those guys, you know, they really had every reason to not believe or to splinter or whatever. But those guys, man, they stayed together, and it was like after that season, I remember telling our staff, you know what, we're on the right track here, and we're going to get the results. But these guys are getting it, and, you know, they competed. We didn't get the results that year, but we come back the next year, and we win the league for the first time, win 10 games, and we didn't play. We got killed in our bowl game. But then we come back the next year and win 11 games, and we beat LSU. And I think it was all of that, you know, in 10, handling the adversity. You know, it was the first time as a program, only my second year, that, you know, there was tons of criticism and this and that. And we hung in there. And then 11 to win the 10 games, to win the league for the first time in 20 years, but then to do so bad in the bowl game, and then to come back the next year. But I would say the combination of that and then beating the LSU in 12 in the bowl game with 2 seconds left, coming off of a bad bowl season the year before, I think those were kind of the real final pieces to the foundation. And then we built from there. And it's been fun, you know, year in and year out, to see the consistency and the growth of our program.
No, you guys are doing an amazing job, Coach. You, your staff, your recruiting staff, the whole deal, and how you guys recruit is amazing. I'd love to get your take a little bit on just some of the litany of defensive linemen that you guys have that are going to be in the draft here. Guys that are just tremendous, like Farrell and Wilkins and stuff, and Dexter Lawrence and Bryant. These guys, we've watched them play. Moose and I have talked about you guys all year, and just like singing the praises of your whole team. But the defense of those players, maybe break them down or give some insight to those guys, to us, what you think they would do at the next level here.
Yeah, well, they've got 5 seniors. And my 5th guy, Albert Huggins, would have started for 128 Division I teams in the country.
Wow.
And that tells you about him, you know, because he stayed here. He is a great player. I think he was the second most 225 reps of all the D linemen. I mean, he's gonna be drafted. And then Austin Bryant is gonna be drafted somewhere, probably 3rd to 5th round. But this kid, Torres Peck. Here's what I want you to know about these guys. They are great people, and that's where I think so many programs, organizations, NFL teams, they miss that part. They get so blinded by the potential or the talent, they don't get the people part right. And if you get the people part right, the rest will fall into place.
Right.
I mean, yes, they got to be good players, but you're talking about fractions of differences in some of these guys. But they are great people. Austin Bryant tore his pec and played the last 5 games with a torn pec. Nobody knew it.
Wow.
He knew when he was going to have surgery. Could have shut it down right then, and we gave him that option because he was going to have it fixed. But he's like, no way, Coach, I'm playing. And that's who, you know, that's you don't see a lot of that anymore in today's world. I mean, it's team. And to see Austin sacrifice like that and play well all the way through the national championship, knowing it was going to affect him at the combine and all that stuff. And you know, just a great young man, a graduate. They're all 5 graduates except Dexter. Dexter is a junior. He's one of those guys coming out early. But Dexter Lawrence is a mountain of a man.
Yeah.
He's massive. He's an unbelievable kid, and he's you can't find people like him. To me, there's nobody in the draft like Dexter Lawrence. Nobody. Nobody in the country. He's the most unique guy in the draft. Christian Wilkins, dynamic superstar.
Motor, charisma, motor, right? Big time brilliant. Motor.
Hey,
motor.
Master's degree in 3.5 years, never made below a 3.0, won the Campbell Trophy, which is the academic Heisman, big personality, loves to practice, loves the weight room, going to be unbelievable in the community. This guy is a game changer, has made All-American at end, made All-American at three technique. Oh, by the way, played tailback, played fullback, played punt team, played field goal team. I threw fakes to him. I mean, this guy is as dynamic a player as there is and such a leader. And then Cleveland Furrell, I think, is the best end in the draft.
He's amazing.
I think he's the most complete football player in the draft at his position. And same thing, cannot tell you about his leadership and his character. I cannot overstate that enough. Just a special group, and they're going to all land somewhere, and they're going to make a huge impact with their new teams.
And they're going to continue to make your program awfully proud, and you proud, Coach, moving forward. You know, I want to ask you, Coach, if you take us back to that national championship game against Alabama here, because it's not necessarily a specific play. Did you know? I mean, when did you know it was going to, maybe not to that level in terms of the domination, but how confident were you and your staff going into that game, looking at the matchup going up against Nick and his Crimson Tide team?
Well, you know, the one thing I would say is obviously we've played them 4 years in a row, and that was our third time to play them in a national championship setting. So you know, we knew them well, and we were confident. Alabama's an unbelievable team, but they were 14-0 as well. I thought it was the best offense that we had seen from all the Alabama teams that we had played. But I didn't think there was any question we had the better team. And it was great because I think people just missed it all year. I mean, I thought we had the best team in the country. I told our team in October, I said, we got the best team in the country here. And we continue to do what we're doing. We'll have the opportunity to prove that down the road, but we got to stay focused, you know, week in and week out. We won 13 of our 15 games by 20 plus. And I thought we had the best team in the country. And all we did in that game was exactly what we had done all year long. It just the fact that it was Alabama shocked everybody. But here's the deal. No way did I think we would win by four touchdowns. You know, sometimes in games like that, the momentum can get going and it can get lopsided to where the score is really not indicative of the two teams. Those two teams were much more evenly matched from a talent standpoint. Alabama's an unbelievable team, but we just had the better team that day. We had unbelievable leadership, incredible focus, clean execution. We took care of the ball. They turned it over. We had big plays. They didn't have a lot of big plays. They didn't finish in the red zone. So there, you know, those things can get away when you're playing
for sure
a great opponent. And so I thought that we had the better team. I really thought that we could win by 10 or 14 points. I really did. But like I said, it just kind of got away from them once the momentum, really turned.
And it also helps to have a quarterback as young as he is, as dynamic as he is, and be as cool and comfortable in that pocket. I mean, Lawrence is so special for an 18, 19-year-old young man. It is ridiculous, Coach.
It's crazy.
He is, and other, you know, the reason we're successful consistently is, you know, we play in a tough league. I think we had 11 bowl teams, so we get challenged week in and week out. But more importantly, what we practice against on our practice field and how we practice, that's what prepares you for game day. And, you know, you got to think about this now. Trevor Lawrence, since last January, I mean, he had come in early, and from January all the way to the next January, every day in practice, he's going against Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Cleveland Furrell, Austin Bryant, Albert Huggins. I mean, the best defense in the country.
Yeah.
So he's happy to get to game day. He doesn't care who he's playing. He's going against AJ Terrell, Trayvon Mullen. These are first-round type drafted corners. And so we see everything on our practice field, and that prepares guys. And then obviously, you're going into game 15. By the time he gets there, he's really not a freshman anymore. But he's a special talent. He's an unbelievable young person. Looks like Hollywood, but he's the most un-Hollywood guy you would ever meet in your life. Just an incredibly cool kid, great demeanor, and always the same, but loves the preparation part. He's a lot like Deshaun was in that area. He just loves to prepare. He loves the competition, and he's just incredibly consistent day in and day out, and that's going to serve him well as he continues to move forward.
Hey, Coach, we really appreciate you giving us 15 minutes here. Good luck today. Good luck pro day tomorrow, and we'll love watching your team play and continued success, all right?
Yes, Coach, thanks so much, guys. And good luck to you, man.
Always good to be with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.